Good morning and welcome to our final session of Word and Life for the winter-spring 2009. We've come through every day of the week with Marcus Borg and Mr. Crossan, and we've reached now Easter Sunday as a point of reflection, even now during Lent. My name is Tom Heck, and I'm introducing our speaker today. And our speaker is Dr. David Barnhouse from our good friends in the Episcopal Communion. And so we will be also enjoying and benefiting from his reflections when we have our closing liturgy. David Barnhouse was born in 1929 and graduated from Harvard in 1949. And then, after several years of medical school and training as a surgeon, he went to India and spent a number of years in India working in Punjab and other places. Good kind of grounding in how big the world is. And after that, came back and had a standard, I suppose, medical career in Pittsburgh. And then after retiring, things really got interesting for him. He took an ordination to the priesthood in the Episcopal community in 1993 and served for nearly 10 years as a priest in Pittsburgh at the Church of the Ascension. And then came out to Santa Barbara and has been doing volunteer work as a chaplain here for, since about 2003. And is Judith, you're here, aren't you? Am I right that David came and blessed your mom near the end?
Yes,
he did. So that's because he's a hospital chaplain and he does that kind of thing. And so we are doubly blessed to have a friend in that respect, as well as a person who can break open the Word with us. Now, I'm going to invite Gail to lead us in prayer this morning. I think she has a special musical treat.
My prayer this morning will consist of a prayer written by St. Simeon, the new theologian, who lived in from the years 949 to 1022 in the Common Era, followed by a short story, followed by a song that I'd like all of you to join me in singing, Resucitó. The way we'll do it is I will play through Resucitó one time, and then I'd like to ask you all to sing the second time as it's written up here, minus the final Alleluia. We'll repeat Resucitó, Resucitó all the way through. After the second time of singing it through, we'll end with Alleluia. Okay? Let yourself receive the one who is opening to you so deeply. For if we genuinely love him, we wake up inside Christ's body. And everything that is hurt, everything that seemed to us dark, harsh, shameful, maimed, ugly, irreparably damaged, is in him transformed. And it is recognized as whole, as lovely, and radiant in his light. We awaken as the beloved in every part of our body. The story is told of an old monk who one night in a dream was visited by the risen Christ. They went on a walk together in quiet intimacy, enjoying each other's presence. Finally, the old man turned to Jesus and asked, "When you walked the hills of Palestine, you mentioned that one day we would come again in all your, you would come again in all your glory. Lord, it's been so long. When will you return for good?" After a few moments of silence, the resurrected and living one said, "When my presence in nature all around you and my presence beneath the surface of your skin is as real to you as my presence right now, when this awareness becomes second nature to you, then will I have returned for good." The dream was very vivid, and it carried the monk into the next day when, deep in thought, he walked again, this time by himself, or so he thought. As he stopped and bent over a small pond to wash his face, he gazed for a brief but eternal moment at his reflection and at the images of the trees and the sky reflected in the water as well. And there he heard a gentle whisper, "You are my beloved, in whom I am well pleased."
Responsorial recitation. But what I've discovered, when we get into litanies, we sometimes don't take enough time to appreciate each line. So what I would like to do is play four chords to separate each line. So after we read the first line, I'll just do the chimes of Big Ben. Give yourself time while the music is ringing to personalize and internalize some of the blessings that we're giving to David. I don't think there's any need to stand up. Let's just kind of be in community, okay? What is a blessing but a rain of grace falling generously into the lives of those in need? And who among us is without me.
The Exterior has a spirit in the Michigan Morning Pause.
Thank you.